Who are the Hebrew prophets? And why are they so intense? Hey, this is Shree at Bible Project. In this episode, Carissa is teaching us about the prophets in the Hebrew Bible. Who are they? What was the goal of their message? And how can their words bring hope to us today? We'll have a chance to reflect on all these things together, so stay tuned and listen in.
When we come to the book of Isaiah, we reach a type of literature that sounds different than what's come before. This is because we're entering the section of the Hebrew Bible called the prophets. So, who are the prophets? What is their main message, and how can we best understand this kind of literature? These are the questions I want to invite us to reflect on today as we look at the book of Isaiah. Prophets are people who appear in the story of the Bible in numerous places, and then there are books named after certain prophets, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the scroll of the 12 minor prophets from Hosea to Malachi. These are messages from God to the people. Some think prophets are people who tell the future, but actually, biblical prophets are people who encounter God and speak on his behalf. They don't just talk about the future, they also speak about God's perspective on the past and the present. The prophets care deeply about the relationship or covenant between God and Israel. Remember that the overall goal of the covenant is that Israel would live in such a way that God's blessing and salvation would flow outward to the nations, just like God promised to Abraham in Genesis 12. The prophets seek to help Israel carry out this goal through words of instruction, comfort, and warning. The prophets enter the scene when God's leaders, his judges and kings, turn away from God and no longer lead the people in faithfulness to him and his Torah. If you think about the book of Kings, Elijah and Elisha are great examples of this. The kings are getting so bad that God sends his prophets to warn them and the people. In this sense, the books of the prophets could be considered resistance literature. The message of the prophets and what you'll come across in Isaiah and others is twofold. It involves warning and hope. The prophets warn the people that if they continue in their ways, it will lead to their ruin, ultimately exile. These sections of warning can sound really, really intense. But the prophets also offer hope that if the people turn to God, he'll receive them, forgive them, restore them, and ultimately bring his kingdom. When you read the prophets, you'll see these two messages side by side, over and over, so that it feels like a pretty strong contrast between the two options laid before the people. Will they return to God and his blessing, or continue in their own ways of destruction? There are two main things you'll notice that the prophets continually oppose. It's idolatry, worship of other gods, and injustice, especially against the vulnerable. So the prophets are really concerned with how the people treat God and how the people treat each other. Sounds familiar, right? It's what Jesus later says the whole law is about, loving God and loving others. In the opening chapters of Isaiah, the prophet, speaking on God's behalf, calls the people out for their poor treatment of God and of others. Starting in verse 11, he describes how, even though the people are bringing him sacrifices and offerings, they are meaningless, even detestable to God. Through the prophet, God says in verse 15, "They, your sacrifices, have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening. Your hands are full of blood." The people are performing their external acts of worship, but their offerings are meaningless rituals. And even worse, Isaiah says their hands are full of blood, which means they're also doing violence and injustice against others. And God hates it. So what does he say? He pleads with them to return to him in their hearts and in their actions. He says, "Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow." God cares about the vulnerable in society, and when people mistreat them, he is angered. Apparently, this is how God's people were acting. So he calls them to change their ways. And if they do, how will he respond? Next, he says, "Come now, let us settle the matter," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." He's talking about complete forgiveness, and he's laying a choice before the people and pleading with them to return to him. God longs to turn their tragic story into hope. That's his desire. And this desire is the message of the prophets to ancient Israel, and it's also a message for us today. God longs for us to draw near to him through Jesus, even when we've turned away and hurt him and others around us. He calls us to make a choice to love and to trust him. And he offers us complete forgiveness and cleansing from our sin. He longs to turn our tragic stories into hope.
First John 1, 5 through 10. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and we do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1, 5 through 10.
Now let's review. Prophets are God's messengers to speak to people on his behalf. Their messages demonstrate just how much God desires to be in a close relationship with his people, and how much God wants his people to flourish, to really experience peace and joy. But sin destroys community. So God sends prophets to warn his people so they'll turn from sin and its destructive ways. When Israel doesn't listen, they experience the consequences of their own ways, just like the prophets warned. But when Israel listens, they receive God's promised mercy, and we can too. If we're honest about our sins and want to leave them behind, God forgives completely. That's how God wants to show his faithfulness and justice to his people. He forgives everyone who humbly comes to him. Let's reflect on this. I have three things for you to consider today. Listen closely and press pause if you need more time. All right, here's our first question. Remember God's desire to have a thriving relationship with you and your community. What thoughts come to mind as you think about this? Now our second question. What specific things are hindering your relationship with God and others right now? And now our last reflection. Take some time to be honest about those things. Let's talk to God about it and receive the peace of his forgiveness now. Thanks for joining us for today's reflection. Now in closing, let's pray together. God, you are faithful and just. Thank you that your justice doesn't have to look like punishment, that it can look like forgiveness instead. Thank you for being faithful and just to forgive everyone who receives your invitation to come clean. So here we come with all of our mess,
Wash every part until we look like you, Jesus. Thank you for sending prophets to echo your words to your people. Give us courage to listen and walk in light of your faithfulness and justice today. Amen. If you enjoyed this show, would you leave a review? Your reviews help others find the podcast, and they're so encouraging. I take my breaks to read each and every one and love hearing from you. Did you know there's a video and a study guide that goes along with each episode? Find it at bibleproject.com/study. Today's message was by Dr. Carissa Quinn. Our production and scripture reading was by Dan Gummel. Our theme music by Grant William Harold. And I'm Sheree Hayes, your host. Reflections isn't just a podcast. It's a community of people like Akit.
Hi, I'm Akit. I'm 19 years old and I'm from Colombo, Sri Lanka. I listen to the Reflections podcast to know more about the character of God and the unified story that leads to Jesus.
Great to hear from you, Akit. Bible Project is a crowd-funded nonprofit. We make free resources that show the Bible is a unified story that leads to Jesus. It's free because of the generosity of people like you. Thank you.